Staying in the region, a pilgrim of solidarity for the Holy Land's Christian community continued today. Bishops from across North America and Europe spent the day among the Christians in Bethlehem. Our own Philippa Hitchin is there and joins us now live on the line. Good evening, Philippa.
Good evening, Ema.
Philippa, you, I believe, are speaking to us from Bethlehem University, where US and European church leaders have spent the afternoon among staff and students.
Yes, Ema, that's absolutely right. I'm here at Bethlehem University, the first university established in the West Bank by the De La Salle Christian Brothers. It was started in the wake, really, of Pope Paul VI's historic visit to the Holy Land in 1964. When it opened its doors in the early 1970s, it had just 112 students. Today, there are nearly 2,800 students. Those are Muslims and Christians. There's some exciting new programs going on, too. They've just started a new nursing program for students off campus in some of the Palestinian towns and villages around here. There's a new international cooperation and development master's program, really because education is seen by many people, as we've heard this afternoon, as one of the most important tools or even weapons against the Israeli occupation. One of the key challenges that the students and staff are facing here really is to keep hope alive amongst young people. They say we hear a lot about peace initiatives, the recent political initiatives, the efforts by President Bush here in the region, but they say on the ground we see a very different reality. And one of the ways of keeping hope about a future of this country alive is through the real possibility of education for young people.
Now, indeed, as you said, Philippa, many of these students are both Muslim and Christian. Many of them come from various areas across the Holy Land, having to cross checkpoints to get to the university. Now, what do they have to say about their hopes for their future in the Holy Land? Will many of them leave? Will they stay?
That's a crucial issue. Many of them do see education as a visa, if you like, a passport out of this country. But at the same time, many of them are also talking about coming back. Once they have completed their education, had some experience, then they can bring something back to help people in this country. They do indeed tell some dramatic and very shocking stories, apart from the difficulties, daily difficulties, that many of them have grown used to coming through the checkpoints. We talked to one student here, a girl called Marion, who lost her sister. Her sister was shot when the family car was mistaken for a car containing suspected Hamas terrorists. She and her mother and father were injured when Israeli tanks and soldiers fired on the car. Her sister was killed. Now, she's a Christian. She says she knows that her faith tells her to forgive, not to seek revenge, but she's still very angry. Nevertheless, she is a member of a peace group here, including young Israelis. They're unable to meet in the Holy Land, but they've been able to travel abroad to talk about a common future for this country. And so these really are sort of small seeds of hope, if you like, but it's the kind of peace initiative, I think, that surely should be supported by the international community, as Pope Benedict stressed just recently in his recent address to diplomats in the Vatican there.
Thank you, Philippa, and we remind our listeners for all the latest news on the US and European bishops' pilgrimage of solidarity to the Christian communities in the Holy Land. Philippa will be joining us over the coming days. Meanwhile, earlier she spoke with Bill O'Keefe, who is Senior Director of Advocacy for Catholic Relief Services. CRS has been operating in the Holy Land for 40 years. He says that without a political solution to the problems on the ground, then these problems will continue to persist.
We really see that the condition of the people is declining. We see that people, their economic opportunity is extremely limited and is becoming more limited. They don't have access to employment, and as a result, their prospects are very poor. And our concern is that those prospects are not going to improve without a political solution. And so that's why we, in close partnership with the Catholic Bishops' Conference in the United States, are urging that the United States government assist in brokering a just peace between the Israelis and Palestinians that provides security for Israel and a viable state for the Palestinians. Without a political solution, the humanitarian and development problems that we see every day on the ground, that our staff experience every day on the ground, are going to persist and get worse. And that's not in the interest of anybody. And we witness every day the experience of the local Catholic Church and the challenges that the church here goes through. We, in partnership with them, try to address some of those challenges. But again, they're all subsumed within this broader political problem.